Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, the day of judgment. For on Rosh Hashanah all the world's beings pass before God like a flock of sheep, each one scrutinized individually, and the verdict of their judgment is inscribed. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikoron, the day of remembrance, when the files of all lie open before God. The past is recalled, and the future is determined. Rosh Hashanah, that is a most serious day. Yet strangely enough, in all its solemnity and earnestness, it is also a Yom Tov, a festival. There is no confession of sins of the past, but prayers for a happy new year. There is no dread or grief, but a sense of joy, albeit somewhat subdued. In the words of our sages, it is the way of the world that when a person has a judgment pending against him, he dresses and wraps himself in black, lets his hair grow because of the uncertainty of the outcome. Israel on Rosh Hashanah is different. They dress and wrap themselves in white, cut their hair, eat, drink, and rejoice in the knowledge that God will perform miracles for them. Thus we find that after Ezra and Nehemiah had read the Torah for the people on Rosh Hashanah, they said to them, "This day is holy unto God your God. Do not mourn and do not weep. Go eat delicacies and drink sweet drinks, and send portions for whom nothing was prepared. For the joy of God is your strength." The days preceding Rosh Hashanah, as well as those following it until the end of Yom Kippur, are devoted to self-examination, repentance, and prayers for forgiveness and atonement. But on Rosh Hashanah itself, on the very first day of the new year, the whole emphasis is purely on the positive. Full faith and trust in God, total optimism, is at the very core of our observance of Rosh Hashanah. People greet one another with heartfelt good wishes for a good and sweet year, and we practice many customs that symbolize our anticipation of a sweet, successful, and truly joyous new year. The moral of all this is quite obvious. The very beginning, the starting point and initial step in everything is all important. When beginning something new, the mind must be set on thinking ahead, on what needs to be done, rather than on the past. To be sure, one should not forget the past. Memory is important. The need of repentance and teshuvah, where necessary, cannot be overemphasized. Nonetheless, everything has its proper time. Thus there are occasions when we must forget about our personal status and conditions, forget about ourselves, and just do what has to be done. Concern with the task on hand and doing something about it is more important than concern with self. Thus on Rosh Hashanah, the very first day of the year, we must look ahead and not backward. The onus must be on our present obligations and the realization that we do have the strength to live up to these. It is a day for firm resolutions to become better, to carry out our mission in life, and to affirm our ability to do so. Our prayers for divine help and blessings are geared in that direction. This positive approach, this trust and confidence in God and in the abilities He conferred upon us, must be the foundation of everything, the very pillar upon which the whole new year rests. Everything else will then follow of itself. The Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezritch thus taught, "Him who trusts in God, He will encompass with chesed, with kindness. But he who is always afraid of judgment and punishment, thereby attaches himself to judgments, and chas v'sholom, evil may befall him, as it is said, that which they dread, I will bring upon them. For man is attached to the object of his thought. Thus if he thinks of din, of judgment, he is attached to din. But when he trusts in chesed, in God's kindness, he attaches his soul to it, and chesed, kindness, will encompass him. As a popular saying has it, tracht gut, wird sein gut. Think good, and everything will be good. You hear a sign that the Almighty fulfill for you and yours, and all of us, our fervent prayer in the book of life, blessing, peace, prosperity, deliverance, consolation, and good decrees. May we be remembered and inscribed before you, we and your entire people, the house of Israel, for a good life and for peace. Lashono Toivo, Tikosevu Vesechosemu.